Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 287 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers in Spurs. Episode 37, Andros and the Stowaway.
It aired November 11th, 1998. Written by Judd Lynn and directed by Worth Keeter.
11-11, make a wish. So that works, right? The whole day you can make as many wishes as you want?
Yeah, but you can never look at a calendar for that whole day.
Why?
Because that was the rule for the, if you do it at 11 o'clock, you can't look at the clock until 11:12 or your wish won't come true. That's the way I always read
it. I didn't know there was a second part to the rule. Also, it's not hard to not look at a calendar. I think I could handle that.
But how many times do you subconsciously see the date on your phone?
That's the date.
If you're new here, we argue the semantics of weird urban legends.
Of a kid's wish game. And then we pause the recording, we go watch Power Rangers, and we come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should. Because we're getting close to the end of In Space. Like real close. We got 7 more episodes?
Yeah.
6 or 7 more episodes? So we're getting there.
We're in the single digis.
Digimons.
Didgeridoos.
Anyway, I don't want to go watch this episode. The Netflix little caption has a horrible lantern fish Furby, and I don't want to find out why. But we must. This is our curse.
Yeah.
Let's rock it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in Space.
And we're back. And we watched it, despite our better judgment.
Yep, we watched all 20 minutes and 45 seconds of it.
Was it a shorter one?
Yeah, that's what it said.
Huh. Didn't feel that
way.
Yeah,
you'd never know. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com, where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We are on Twitter at Morphin Grid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. And Podknife, if you want to leave us a rating and review, that would be wonderful. I very much appreciate it. So, I mean, maybe you should do that. I think we're sitting pretty at 50. And guys, 2 weeks ago, it was my birthday.
Yeah, come on.
So if you didn't get me anything and you haven't left a rating and review, you should probably do that. It was my birthday. When we're recording this, it's not even my birthday yet. It's about to be my birthday. So just do it, all right?
Hey, I don't know if you guys can tell, this episode kind of sucked the air out of
me. It took a lot out of me. Also, we're on Patreon. Here, let me bring this back up. Also, we're on Patreon. Patreon.com/JakeAndJosh.
Hey!
It's a cool, fun time. And you can go there and you can donate a little bit, as little as $1 a month. And you get some cool stuff in return. And we really appreciate it. And we're super duper recording ahead. We're 3 episodes ahead now. What just went up? Yeah. 284 just went up. Yes. So, yeah, we're
3. We will be 4. Because we're recording another one before the next one.
Yeah, in 2 days, we're recording another one. So, we're when Josh is on vacation, we're all covered. But here's the thing. This episode was bad.
Yes.
And not for any particular reason.
No.
It just didn't feel good to watch it.
No, it felt bad.
It felt bad. Do you want to jump in? Because we don't have any emails. We're very far ahead. Oh, we did have one email from Morpheus talking about the space air. And apparently it comes up 3 more times.
Oh, cool. So it came up once with the Ninja Turtles, once with Sylvie.
Yeah.
And it will come up again.
Yep. That's a lot of very subtle murder. Oh, also we got an email from somebody who wants to sell us something. You can fuck off.
We ain't buying. We're not gonna sell out to the big corp.
Yeah, we're not in big podcast pocket. Let's talk about Anders and Stowaway. Are you ready?
No.
Well, we start off in the middle of the dang thing, wasting no time. We're on Green Planet. We're on Green World.
Yeah.
Green
Acres.
Green Acres. It's the place to be. And we see, like, the first thing, establishing shot, Green Acres. Second thing is the little lanternfish Furby running away from something. And we're like, oh, just right away? Okay, cool. He's running away from a bigger version of him.
Yeah, like a grown-up version of himself.
With asymmetrical fins.
And this thing, this giant, the big monster version.
Yeah.
Wanted to eat this thing, right?
That's what it seemed like, but it was his servant. Like, the little one is the big one's servant. It took us 3 instances of the word servant to figure out what he was saying.
I thought he was like, you have my 7.
I heard Sabbath, and I was like, that's not what you think
you
it means.
You can't just take somebody's Sabbath.
You
it's
can't
not
do that.
Tangible.
That's not a thing you can do. And then I was like, maybe he said supper? None of those were right. It was servant. Cut to Andros. He's also on Green Acres, and he's surfing around looking for Zordon. And he calls back to the Astro Megaship, and he's like, all right, guys, I can't find anything. I'm going to wrap up and come home.
He does say there's no sign of Zordon or Dark Spectre.
But then he keeps scanning, even though he says I'm done, and he finds some activity. So these two fish boys produce a Zordon signal.
Or, like, a strong energy signal. The big one has Ecliptor rocks for his tummy.
He does. It's weird.
So I imagine he is giving something off. And the little one is just, you know, the protagonist. So he also is giving off a big signal for Andros to find him with.
Yeah. Every time a Power Rangers tries to have a weird little monster in it, it's bad. See in Masked Rider Furbus. I don't know if you ever caught him.
I didn't. Also, just go way back and see Bukula.
Bukula was bad. Anytime they do it, it's just not a good time. This reminds me the most of Furbus. Well, I guess no, it kind of reminds me of Larigo, too. Furbus from Masked Rider is just this, it's the middle evolution stage between a Furby and Larigo, and it's horrible.
Why do they make them so scary?
In the 90s it was cute.
Is this what old businessmen think is cute?
This is what the kids
skinless,
love.
Skinless, lumpy, like Play-Doh molds of monsters?
It's pretty gross. And it's not very well articulated, so, like, its mouth barely moves.
Everything on the planet, when Andros is, like, picking it up and talking to it, I'm like, that is a soulless monster.
It's just a doll. Like, it's literally a doll.
Now, at least the monsters proper have an actual human in them that makes them feel like a living thing.
Yeah.
Where this is just a doll.
So, we cut. Andros finds this. He follows the signal, and it's coming from in a tree, and he climbs up the tree, and the little dude is there. And he jumps out of the tree, and I was like, episode over? But no. Anders catches him, and then the big one comes back, and the big one's like, my name is Tech Rat. I don't know what he actually said, but I just heard Tech Rat so many times.
Tech Rat, I think he said Jack-a-rack.
Jack-a-rack.
It's Jack-a-something, because TJ does a pun with it later.
He does.
Every time he said it, I kept in my head calling him Burt Bacharach. So,
I just called him Tech Rat after the Gem of the Holograms character, because that's the first thing I heard him say. And Tech Rat, my note is Tech Rat wants to eat it, because it's very unclear.
Why else would he be hunting it in the woods?
Well, if it's a
servant.
And
I'm pretty sure at some point he's like, let me eat you, I'm hungry.
I think you might be right.
He might say, I'm hungry.
And it's a servant, so he has to go get a food.
Yeah, but like, if you can't make me any food, you have to be the food.
You are the food. So we got the theme song. When we come back, Andros fights off Tech Rat, and Tech Rat dips. And then Andros is like, oh, you're a cute little guy. Wrong, Andros. It's
you're
not.
You're very incorrect about that.
Well, he doesn't know what a garage is, so he can all, you know, what do you expect? It's KO35.
Garages are the hinge on what is and isn't cute.
Yeah, that's how you can tell. Andros is, like, leaves it. He's like, all right, I gotta go back to my ship. You be good. See you later. And he gets on his astroglider and he flies away.
Yep. Back into space onto the spaceship.
Outer space.
Yes.
Little dude is still on the planet. He's still in Green Acres hanging out. Mr. Heaney Hinky. Mr. Hanky. Nope.
Nope. No, that's
Mr.
not
Mr.
it.
Henry.
Mr. Henry. I don't know anything about Green Acres for the theme song.
I used to watch Green Acres because I would watch a lot of Nick at Night.
Yeah.
And so, like, I would watch just whatever was on, and I really liked Green Acres, and I cannot remember what the dude with the weird vest name was. It was like Mr. Hinky or Mr. Head. I don't know. It's not important. The important part is that little dude hears the big one yelling. He hears Tech Rat yelling. And he's like, oh, no. So then we cut into the Astro Mega Ship, where TJ and Anders are talking. And he's like, yeah, we're out of fuel, but we can, or we're almost out of fuel. We can refill on Earth, so it'll be fine. And then we cut over to Ashley, who's getting some food from the Synthetron. You looking up what's his name?
Yeah.
It definitely is an H, but now that I said that out loud, it's probably like a R.
Would he be a supporting character? I guess there's only two main characters, according to Wikipedia.
Yeah. I might also be thinking
Mr. Haney.
Mr. Haney. Okay, I was about to say, I might be thinking of the show Newhart, which is another show that I watched, because I was a very cool kid.
That sounds it.
So, I don't know if you guys know that about me. I was very cool. So, Ashley's making some food, and then, over her shoulder, we get the, like Jaws shot of of this little dude climbing up the poop chute in space.
Yeah, he jumps good.
How did you get into space?
I'm gonna make this decision for Power Rangers. This episode's not canon. Who cares?
Yeah, it's done like that. Literally, this is the point where the episode happens, because if he never gets onto the ship, nothing.
Right, but
he just dies on Green Acres, and we don't care.
Do we see him still on the ground as Andros is flying away? I got nothing for you.
Because I was like, he's going to stow away by attaching himself to the bottom of the
Astro glider. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But because he also comes out of the glider bay.
Yeah.
Because he climbs up the poop chute.
No, he just jumps into space. It makes zero sense, and I hate it.
None at all.
Normally, if this is a cool, cute monster, but oh, look at him. He's so precocious. What a go-get-him attitude. But he's ugly, and I hate him. And I'm like, no, go back to your green planet where you belong. Ashley sees him, but he's like terrified because he's hideous.
Yep.
And backs up to her locker and pulls a gun out and goes to shoot him. And I was like, yes, Ashley, get him.
But no, unfortunately, Andros comes back into
the
room.
Be the hero the city needs. And instead, Andros comes back in. He's like, well, no, that's my friend. And she's like, you know this thing? And he's like, yeah, he was on the planet. I guess he got up here somehow. And she's like, let's name him C. Everyone is immediately sold. They're like, oh, yeah, this is cool. What a great thing. Let's name him Seymour, because he wanted to see more of the galaxy. And I was like, Ashley, I liked you better when you were about to shoot him.
I'm about to push you down that poop chute.
So then we cut to the Dark Fortress, where Tech Rat is there. So I was like, yeah, what?
He says his name again. He says his name so many times.
It's because they know that no one will get it, so they just keep saying it in hopes that you're like, yeah, fine.
Why would you give a character a voice no one can understand? And your solution to that is, we'll make him keep saying the same things. One of them will click.
I don't know. I don't know what it... Like, if his name is Jack-a-rack, what even is that? What even is a jack-a-rack?
A fish.
Is it?
Yeah, you know the jack-a-rack fish?
I know quite a few fishes. I know from fish. I never heard of a jack-a-rack. So I heard of a pike.
It's a deep ocean fish. We haven't discovered it.
Yeah, I'm not into the deep ocean.
We have a name
fish
on reserve for when we find a fish that looks like this thing.
You can only find that fish on the deep web.
Oh, God.
So
the deep ocean.
So, I don't know why he's here, because he's like, let me get the Power Rangers. And she could just be like, he could have just gone after him.
Yeah, she's like, what do you want? He's like, the Power Rangers have my servant. And I guess everyone who wants to fight the Power Rangers has to go through Astronema first.
Maybe that's the deal right now, is like, if you want them, you gotta franchise. So he can turn things into stone. He's got that like lantern fish like bulb thing, and he can use that to turn things into stone. He turns a Quantron into stone, and it's a pretty neat statue. Like, I think it looks very good. And she's like, yeah, I like this a lot. And I was like, no, do you?
Other monsters have been able to do this.
Yeah, it's not. Come back with news, dude.
Also, it gets a little stupid later. Not like super stupid, but just a little bit, like, that's mildly inconvenient.
Just a little stupid. Also, we should say right now, I mean, we'll come up upon it later, but this is an earlier episode than where we are. The only reason it takes place now is because they had all that drama and cool stuff with the Psycho Rangers. Had to
Yeah, we better just slam the brakes on the story for a minute.
It, like, the only thing that made the story go forward anymore is the very end where Astronema's like, let's for real kill the Power Rangers, though.
Yeah, but she was, that was her mindset anyway, so.
But that's literally the only thing that's even, pushing it forward a little bit. It's not a lot, but it's,
you could just surgically remove this episode.
You could.
You can skip it.
Yeah.
If you're listening to us before you watch it, you can skip it.
Don't watch it.
You won't miss anything except for ugly fish guys.
Yeah, it's bad. We come back to Seymour eating so much that he gets sick. And so they bring him to the med bay. And Alpha's like, oh, I scan him and he's got an indigestion.
He's like, I don't know for sure because this is an alien that I've never seen. But yeah, he's probably just got a tummy ache.
I'm not quite sure because I hate him. So I'm not going to look into it. But I'm
pretty
sure.
I put the stethoscope on him, but I'm not listening. It's just stuck to my disc head. I can't hear anything.
I don't have ears. I'm a robot. Also, he's probably he ate a bunch of garbage.
One of two things. He's either like too full or dying, and I hope it's the later one. I'm going to bed now. Good night.
he's allergic to fried chicken and cream.
And I was way out, like, Ashley's just cream? Like, I'll wake you up in a little bit. That's her thing.
I don't know like what that implies.
No, it was, I don't know. It was a joke. This episode is making me tell worse jokes than usual, yeah. If you could believe it.
So then Anders is like, I'll be here for you, Seymour, because I think you produce a pheromone that makes me like you, even though I shouldn't. And he, like, falls
the
asleep.
The only thing I can think is, like, oh, this poor defenseless baby hideous thing.
Well, hold on to that thought, because Anders falls asleep next to Seymour, and then he wakes up, and Seymour's gone. And
it's a reverse imprint.
Yeah.
It's the first baby Andros has ever seen, so it's right. His baby now.
What was I watching? Oh, Wonder Woman. There's a scene where, like, she sees a baby, and she hasn't seen a baby before, because there weren't any babies on Themyscira. And she's like, oh, look, a baby. Let me get at that. And he's like, no, we got work to do. And she's like, all right, fine. I just want to say hi to the baby. that's a spoiler for Time Force, so I don't want to talk about it. So there's a shadow behind him, and it's the big one. And it just turns around. And nope, it's Seymour.
Yeah.
Seymour big now. Him got big from eating. Food made him big. And we come back to Earth, and Tech-Rat, we're in Sentai footage. And there's a lot of Sentai footage, which makes me feel like they were like, we need to use as much as possible. We need to keep as much budge as we can. So we, for the finale.
Fudge the budge.
Just like, put out whatever, any episodes from early on we didn't use. Yeah, here's one that sucks. Cool, make it work. So he's on Earth, and he's like, oh, how's it going to work on a moving target? And he blasts two people and turns them to stone. And then we come back to the Astro Mega ship. Alpha comes in, sees Seymour, is like, whoa, you're big now. Also, the thing, Tech Rat's on Earth, and he's making people stone. And then we cut right to the Rangers coming up, and they fight him. And then he turns some stuff to stone here and there.
Yeah,
like
he shoots at them, but misses, so he gets like a table. And we get to like reveal that Andrew's like, he turned that to stone.
Yeah.
So we know that.
We saw.
He told us explicitly that he did that.
We saw it twice. So then we cut back to the Astro Mega ship where Seymour is just noshing down on a fried chicken wing or something, on a chicky tender. And he sees like the battle on the screens and he's like, oh, this is all my fault. Oh, this is all my fault. And he runs away. And then the fight finishes on Earth, and Seymour never shows up, so I didn't. I was wrong. I would have guessed he was going to go help, but he's just going to go cry on a bench.
He just ran laps around the ship crying.
Yeah, so Tech-Rat has them all down, and he's winning, so he leaves. Like a Power Ranger monster does. Like, literally, they're
That's
all...
That's it. He's beating them all up. He's like, all right, I'll finish you next time. Yeah. I left the oven on.
I think I left the gas on. I'll see you later. So then, on the Astro Mega ship, Anders looks for Seymour, can't find him. And Deka's like, oh yeah, he dipped. And it's just like, it's very cash, because I guess Deka's the only one not affected by this. So Deka might get the MVP this time. Stay tuned. Somewhere on Earth, Seymour is on a bench crying about how, like, oh, they attacked my friends. It's like, dude, they're fine. They were in the battle. They were doing okay. It's not like they were like Andros has turned into stone or anything.
Right? You look at the monitor and they're all just frozen.
And then he's like, oh, this is all... Yeah, that would be your fault. But they're fine.
They just got beat up a little bit. They're Power Rangers. That happens every day.
This is their life, okay? So then Tech-Rat hears him from wherever and is like, well, I'm gonna get you. And he jumps in.
Yeah, it's this weird, like...
And it's like... Dark Spectre laughing because it's like nowhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is it this ominous?
Why is any of this episode the way it is?
I can't tell you, Josh.
Who wrote this? Judd Lynn wrote this.
I blacked out when you said the name and the day.
Judd Lynn wrote it. Worth Keeter directed it.
This is a bad one, guys.
And so they're like, hey, you remember Turbo? Everybody loved that.
This is a bad Turbo episode. This is a pretty Turbo episode.
It's not even like crazy and like yelling what at the TV bad. It's just boring and bad.
Yeah, Turbo's had some boring parts when they couldn't reconcile the two tones they wanted. But when Turbo was bad, it was bad in the way that like Birdemic or The Room is bad, where you're like, this is so dumb, I love it.
And a lot of it is because Seymour... doesn't do anything for a while. He just, like, eats and then cries.
Yeah.
But even, like, because when we first see him revealed as being grown, Andros is like, Seymour, is that you? And he's like, well, yeah, I guess.
He's like, yeah, like,
even he's disinterested in what's happened.
And they're doing this thing where they're like, look at how cool Seymour is. He's your new best friend. Everyone loves Seymour. But Seymour does nothing and isn't cool or fun.
No.
I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
Something about Seymour's, man.
Yeah, all I could think was from the Pokemon episodes, I'm Seymour the Scientist.
It's the similar voice.
It might be. I bet it's the same guy.
You son of a gun.
You son of a gun. So Tech-Rat attacks him, and then he's about to take him back to his home planet to do the dishes or whatever. And Andros, like, swings up on his Astro Glider and beans Tech-Rat and is like...
He does. He, like, pushes Tech-Rat and Seymour, like, ducks down and Andros drifts over him.
Yeah.
If Seymour did not lay down, he would have just took Seymour's head off.
At the very least, given him a concussion.
That's his new best friend and he's attacking the head.
He had a lot of trust in Seymour, I guess. He's like, hop on. Okay. So he hops on, and then we cut to them sitting on a wall at a power plant somewhere.
He's unmorphed.
And he's in like a very big shirt and cargo shorts.
And work boots.
Did he have work boots on? Got those Timberlands. And he's just talking like, hey, it's not your fault. He was going to come after us no matter what. Probably not if he didn't know.
No, I mean, if you didn't take...
He would just stay on Green Acres. Also, how did he get off the planet? I mean, well, he could teleport.
Yes, because he's got the... Digivice in his stomach.
He's part Ecliptor or whatever. And then Andrew's like, oh, I brought you a cookie because you love to eat. And so he hands him a cookie. And Seymour's like, Andrew should have some cookie too. And he breaks it in. He has like a thumb amount for himself.
It's the opposite of cut a slice and take the rest of the cake.
Yeah.
He takes the slice.
He cuts the slice and takes a slice. And he gives a big part to Andrew. So he's like, all right.
And he takes a tiny piece and just puts it down on the ground next to him.
He takes the daintiest bite because he's on film. He doesn't want to actually eat anything. And then Tech-Rat hears them and jumps in there. Tech-Rat's just dogging them no matter where they go. And so they fight. He morphs. There's a little bit of a scuffle. He's like, get back. He's going to beat you up. He's going to take you or whatever. I don't know what his plan is. And then the other Rangers, like, he's about to, like, blast Andros with the stone beam, and he gets shot like 40 times, and the other Rangers show up, and then they're like, get Seymour out of here. He's like, yeah, okay. And so he runs off, and then we turn, like, the camera turns back around, and it's Sentai footage now for like the rest of it, and they're all fighting, and he's like shooting things. He turns some tires into stone and like a brick into stone and like some rocks into stone or whatever.
They're double stone now.
See, that I understand more than double invisible. So then Andros rejoins in like a minute via flying headbutt.
That's very weird because it's not in the shot. They superimposed Andros into it.
Did they?
It definitely looked like there was just like a little cutout of Andros that gave him a headbutt.
I thought he was just headbutting him.
Maybe it's because I only saw it like real quick, but it looked like it was some kind of weird like frame layering.
Like two layered? Yeah, that's weird.
It just like pops in from the side of the screen.
Nobody watch to find out. Don't do that to yourself.
No.
Nobody look into it.
So just imagine I'm right, because it's a lot funnier that way.
Yeah. Either way, he just weeges his way in. He's Meandros. Because
this is an early episode.
Yeah.
And Black is the leader of the team.
Uh-huh.
So I wonder if the Black Ranger was fighting Jacarac in the actual episode. Because later on, Jacarac is standing on Andros, but in the Sentai footage, they never show him from the waist down during that. And every time it's his foot on Andros is American footage.
That's true.
So I wonder if they're just like put Andros over the Black Ranger in this one. Yeah. So there's like this weird cutout of him that they put over it.
I don't think they could do that. I don't think they would do that.
That's where the budget went. That's why the rest of the episode sucks.
That's why
the episode
bites, is because all the budget went into covering up one shot that didn't even need to be in there. Oh, God, this episode gets so weird. He goes to dropkick Tekrat, Anders does, and Tekrat turns Anders' feet into stone.
This is when I'm like, that's a mild inconvenience.
Yeah, because like you can't bend your ankles. Yeah, that bites, but now your feet's stone, boy.
Yeah.
Imagine kick him super hard.
You're going to kick with those?
Yeah, it's going to be great. And then he like grabs Seymour and turns him into his tummy.
Yes.
And then
there's just this sad Seymour head on his stomach now. It's like, oh, you guys might as well just forget about Seymour.
Just leave me on his tummy, I guess. Just
leave me here to be stuck a belly button.
I guess I'm a belly now. Whoa. I imagine that would that's
can you type even that sound out?
No.
Well, that's not going to be the episode title then.
Seymour's like, Anders, get out of here. You got to leave me. Run. And Anders is like, no, I'll never. And then he keeps getting hit down and he gets back up. He's like, I'll never leave you. And then the other Rangers are like, okay, let's help. And they like, Carlos goes to just shoot right at him, and Anders is like, no, you might hit Seymour. And I was like, and?
So?
That's a risk I'm willing to take.
You've known him for 2 hours, and he's completely uninterested in himself.
So
like, just let him go, man.
Yeah, he doesn't want this any more than we do. Then
he immediately, as soon as he's stuck in the belly, he's immediately like, this is it for me.
Yeah, well, I guess
my calling. I finally answered my calling.
So Ashley steps in front of them and is like, let me do a scan. And she does a scan. Like, you know how she can do a scan sometimes?
Sure.
And she's like,
I'll buy that. That's fine.
Yeah, I'll find his weak spot. And his weak spot is his brain.
It's his brain. Oh, shoot it in the head.
Shoot it in the head. He hates that.
I'm surprised that it wasn't just his dangly light.
Well, there was like a little like iridescent rock thing underneath where on his forehead underneath where the dangly part hides, sort of.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, there's his weak spot. But like also it definitely looks like it's like, oh, shoot him in the head. That'll probably do it. That's most things weak spot.
Yeah, if you're trying to kill something, start there.
It's wicked TJ's weak spot.
Is it? Because it hasn't taken him down yet.
Well, it always takes him out for an episode, for half an episode or so.
That's true.
They all shoot Tekrat in the head, and then Seymour, like, stays inside, doesn't do anything.
It does not kill Tekrat, but it does cure Andros' feet.
Yeah.
And knock Seymour out of him.
No, it doesn't knock Seymour out of him. Because he's like, no, because Anders is like, Seymour, he has a little flashback of all 5 minutes that they've known each other.
So all it did was cure his feet.
Yeah. And he's like, you're strong now. Now that you're big, you can do this. You can beat him. And he's like, and he bursts out and he lands on his belly. Like he lands like face down.
Yeah, like when Psycho Red teleported last episode.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then Tekrat, like, jumps Andros and just knocks him to the ground and steps on his neck and is like stomping on him. And for 5 minutes, Seymour will run up, hug battle Tekrat, get thrown down. Run up, hug battle, get thrown down for like 5 solid minutes. And then Seymour's like, oh, that's it, I've had it. And he shoots his laser.
But it's just like if Bacharach is shooting fireworks.
Right.
Seymour is shooting sparklers.
Yeah, it's like
enough for him to be like, oh, come on.
It's the Weenie Hut Jr. version.
Yeah.
Of
you got Bacharach over here, the salty spittoon.
Yeah.
How tough are you? We're about to find out because he blasts Seymour.
Yeah. And then Anders gets up because he's freed now and power punches him to death.
He kind of looks like the fish that was the bouncer for the Salty Spittoon.
A little bit.
Put a little anchor tattoo on his arm.
Unrecognizable. Basically the same person. So he dies from a power punch. And we just hang on him dead for a second. We cut to Astronema. And there's this big pregnant pause of it like slowly pushing in and her being like, should I? And be like, well, saddle lasers are free, so I might as well fire the saddle lasers. She saddle lasers him. Him big. They call the Zords. They call the Astro Megazord, which is how I knew it was an earlier episode. I was like, this must have been like the third episode, because that's why this episode bites. Because it was when they were still doing like one-offs with no plot or story. And then they call in Delty. And they do the Delta Astro Megazord. I was like, all right, so it's like 12 episodes in? 20?
Who knows?
Like, I don't know. He turns the, before he calls Delty, he turns it's the shield and the shield arm into stone. And so they can't use the shield, but their arm is stone, which is like pretty impervious. So you could just use that.
Punch with that.
Yeah. They don't.
They just like shake it like, oh, it's a rock like, now.
Oh, rats. Then they like punch him in the gut or something. Oh, Delty shoots him in the head when Delty shows up.
Yeah.
Delty being the Delta Megazord obv. And then the arm turns back. They do the Delta Astro Megazord. They kill him.
Because they do the double power punch
with
the Astro Megazord and it goes right through his Ecliptor guts.
That's what kills him. That's what the Delta Astro Megazord. That was the finishing blow.
Okay. Because I remember the Gatling guns and I thought, I guess. It was just those were the killing blow.
No, that's what hit it in the head that made it not stone.
Okay. Yeah, because they knock him down, and then both Megazords have to fly into space so that they can combine.
Yeah, leaving the Earth defenseless for like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
You could take out a lot of... You're big. You could take out a lot of buildings in that amount of time.
Yep.
So we cut to the Dark Fortress, and Elgar's like, oh, look, you died, I guess. We'll shook Dark. I don't know what he says or why he says it, but Shram's like, shut up. Right now.
I wish you would just shoot him in the head.
I wish you would just put him out of my misery so much. And then Ecliptor is like, do you want us to find another monster to go kill the power? And she's like, no, we need to get an army. We need forces.
Yeah, this sending a monster stuff isn't working.
Yeah, obviously it doesn't work. We need a new plan. Let's acquire some forces so we can kill that man, Dark Spectre. And then we cut back to Green Acres, where the Rangers are bringing Seymour home, and they're like, here you go, Seymour, like, we're back. He's like, oh, it's so beautiful, it's so weird from up here, because I'm tall now. And they're like, are you sure you're going to be okay? And then, Josh, what do we see?
Well, first, he's like, I'm never alone. I've got a lot of friends like you.
Yep.
And then, Seymoura, the girl version, comes out from behind the bushes, and she has a sunflower for hair and gross lipstick on her mouth.
Like
a Princess Peach-shaped lipstick on a wide fish mouth.
On a big wide mouth, yeah. And it's like, oh, it's Lady Seymour. Oh.
And then she basically winks and nudges and runs away giggling in a come and get it, big boy.
And Seymour's like, well, gotta go fuck that. I'll see you later.
I'm busy forever. Please don't come back.
Don't come back. I'll be too busy fucking. And then the Rangers are like, all right. And that's it. And that's the end.
Yep.
And I hope we never see Seymour again. Josh, I started what's the best.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Do you want to know what my best is?
Yeah.
It's I think that stone statue of the Quadron looked very good.
It was very good.
It looked like a lot of craftsmanship went into it, and I was very impressed.
My favorite part was when Ashley was about to shoot Seymour, so that's my best. She pulled a gun on a baby because it was gross.
I also very much like that. What's the worst? On three. One, two, three.
Seymour!
You're the worst! Why did you ruin this streak of hot episodes?
I don't know. I guess Power Rangers just can't be too good for too long.
Well, the next episode we're doing, Raymond is going to be a guest on, and that's apparently a very good one. It's called Mission to Secret City. And so they're like, all right, we had some good episodes. We got a lot of good episodes coming up. Let's get one bad one in the middle.
Let's break this drama up with just some burning garbage.
It wasn't even like, oh, it's a funny episode. It was just like, it wasn't. Here's a boring one.
I think they thought Seymour was funny. But maybe he isn't.
Seymour didn't think he was funny.
Seymour didn't think he was anything. He barely thought he was Seymour.
That was bad. Who's the MVP?
These shoulders for all the shrugging they've been doing today.
For the weight they have lifted. I'm going to say the MVP is...
You said something earlier, and I can't remember who
Deca.
It was. Oh, yeah, it was Deca.
It's Deca for not caring about Seymour as much as I didn't care about Seymour. So that's going to do it for us for today. That was a quick and dirty episode. In conclusion, you don't have to watch this one.
Just skip it.
You don't have to watch it. Because it was nothing. It was here.
They could have cut this from the DVD release, and not a single person would be like, "Where's Seymour?"
Here's what you need to know. Yeah. Oh, where's the Seymour? I mean, look, it's probably someone's favorite episode.
Somebody out there loves the Seymour episode, but I sure don't.
I don't. Here's the thing. The only thing you need to know from the whole episode is that Astronomer wants to get an army now.
Yeah.
They'll probably say that at the beginning of next episode, so you're probably good.
Yep.
Anyway, that's it. We'll see you on Friday for Mission to Secret City, and I believe that is the last episode of June, which means we only got, like, 5 episodes left.
Dang.
So we're getting pretty close. But until Friday,
may the power protect you.
'Mercifully, it is Ogre. Oh, man, you know what? We're recording on Friday. I could have done my air horn thing.
It's too late.
Yeah.
The moment's gone.